I'm calling, come sir. My name is Tyree. How can I help you?
Yes, Tyree. I just got that email, just seeing it today, about that watch from UPS, a postal service or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So is that just five something or the trial period? When the trial period is over with, you have to pay more?
Yes, ma'am. When the trial period is over, you have to pay more.
Oh, okay. Why don't tell you that?
Now, that I am not sure.
Okay, could you cancel that for me?
Yes, ma'am. What's your zip code?
75087. And cancel whatever it said, because it said something like, I know I tried to do the watch itself, and it said your orders, like it was more than one. So I don't want to get caught up in anything. So just make sure if it's more than that watch and something else, cancel all of it.
And can you verify your address?
It's P.O. Box 53, Rockwall, Texas, 75087.
Okay. Okay, Miss Arell, Miss Harrell, I have canceled that for you.
Okay,
and I have refunded you the $5.97.
Okay, thank you.
All right, is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes, and Terrell, are you saved?
Ma'am.
Are you saved? Do you know Jesus Christ?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you accepted him as your personal savior?
Yes, ma'am.
You sure? Because
yes.
God is soon to come.
Yes, ma'am.
So you make sure that if you save, you stay safe.
Yes.
No matter what you're going through, no matter what, how heavy your heart be sometimes, no matter if your heart got broken, don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you.
Yes, ma'am. I really do thank you for that, because I really needed that.
Yes, and always remember that that the Lord said in his word that he knows the plans that he think of you. And
yes.
That is, the plans are of peace and not evil. And he
yes.
would give you the expectant, you know, he expects you to have that expectant end of even of your trials and everything, that he will give you the best. So look for the best.
Yes,
don't
ma'am.
Settle for less, but look for the best, because Jesus loves you so much. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And we can have everlasting life in the midst of chaos. And you hold on to God, he'll hold on to you. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you, and you remember that.
Yes, ma'am.
But we're living in the last days, and we are definitely now really living in the last days. So don't give up. And always remember, when it seems like nobody is encouraging you, encourage yourself, because this is a soul self-salvation, and you have to make it to heaven for yourself. You can't do it for your friends, and the friends can't do it for you. You have to do it by yourself. And many times when you're serving the Lord and you're trying to hold on to the Lord and do better and everything like that, you have to realize you have to stay. You know, you may seem like you alone sometimes. You're all by yourself. And then the devil speak in your ear, man, this ain't worth it. It's not worth it. Give up. But, yeah, it is worth it. And don't let the devil set a trap for you to fall in, that you will lose your soul. Think about Peter when he told his people, save your own soul from this untoward generation. And always remember, you have to save your own soul. Nobody can save your own soul but you. And the Lord tells us to work out our soul salvation every day with fear and trembling. So don't fail God, and God won't fail you. You don't want God to turn around and say, what have hindered you, Terrell? you was doing good? What have hindered you? What have you let in your life that caused you to back on me when I was there for you from day one, and you turn your back on me? You turn your back on your soul and everything like that. But no, don't let the Lord have to say that. And don't let yourself have to lay in bed and look in the ceiling and say, Lord, I messed up. But even wherever you cut yourself short, it's still not too late for you to repent, because the Lord is looking for true repentance. So when you do, if you do make a mistake, if you do trip and stumble a little, Lord, forgive me. But I'm getting up and I'm dusting myself off, and I'm gonna walk this walk. Now, don't just walk it. Don't just talk it, but do both. Walk the walk and talk the talk. And I always remember this. We have to walk that straight and narrow way. And many times that straight and narrow way is very tight. And that's what the enemy don't want us, in that straight and narrow way. But if we get in the broad way, out in the broad way, that's where destruction, that's where the enemy try to test you, is out in the broad way. And that's what we lose, and destruction will come up on us. So you be encouraged. It's worth holding on to God. It's worth holding on to God. And just like the Lord said, do not let, even for us, do not let no man, you know, make you lose out on God. So do not let no woman make you lose out on the Lord. You know, so you be encouraged and you stay faithful to God and don't let go.
Yes, ma'am. I thank you so much.
All right. You be encouraged and God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Sign here.
Okay. Bye-bye.